They obviously put a lot of effort into stopping us getting three in a row, and it seemed to benefit them very well as a team and as a unit and on for their confidence. And certainly it would do our confidence no harm if we could stop Donegal getting three in a row and put us into the Ulster semi-final, which would be even better. So yeah, it's something there that if we do manage that, it'll be a great achievement.
Last year's game in Clonus in the semi-final was an intriguing battle. I spoke to men who actually have been talking to me about it since, and they went to it as students of the game, I think, as much as anything. It was a fascinating battle. Can we expect the same in Ballybuffet?
I would think so. I think that we'll both have put a lot of thought into how our teams are going to perform. We'll be very conscious and aware of what the opposition do. We'll be doing our best to negate their best efforts and produce something good of our own. So I think, yes, it will be interesting, and I think it'll be more than a football match.
And Ballybuffet, does that hold any fears for you?
No, not at all, no. I mean, the only reason I ever talked about taking out a Ballybuffet was for access for more people to get to the game. I've no difficulty with going to a Ballybuffet, and it's Donegal's right to have it there because they were first out of the hat. So I have no angst towards anybody because of that. I just, my decision for saying it might be better placed elsewhere would just that more people would have access to the game. I think more people would want to go to the game than will be able to go to Ballybuffet.
I was just looking at the odds before I came today. You've had a great run in the league, ran Dublin very close, possibly should have won the National League. They're one of the favourites for the All-Ireland. You're going into Ballybuffet, and yet Donegal are the favourites.
The bookies don't get it wrong too often. They know what they're about, and I suppose theirs is based on punters and what they're putting on it. So most people out there that have money to spare believe that Donegal will win this game, so they'll take their cue from that, and it's up to us to try and upset the odds.
It's a great way for a team to go into a game, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I mean, it's also good to be favourites, because when you're favourites for a game, then somebody somewhere believes that you're good enough to win the game, and I would never really get too concerned whether it was favourite or underdog. I think there's a situation where you can bring both of those things to your advantage.